Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive with me.
And me.
Today we're going to be tackling something I think a lot of us can relate to, and that's loyalty programs.
Ooh, yeah, those are interesting.
Yeah, we're taking Token Wisdom's A Closer Look series by Khayyam, and you know, let's be honest, sometimes a 10-minute read is a little much.
It can feel like a dissertation.
Yeah, consider this your express elevator right to the top.
I like that analogy.
The view is amazing, the air is thin, but at least we brought snacks.
Well, it's definitely a view worth seeing. Khayyam really doesn't mess around. He, like, excavates the whole evolution of loyalty and, like, the data that drives it.
Yeah.
And he even gets into some potential futures that might leave you looking at that grocery store rewards card a little differently.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know, I went in thinking, oh, loyalty programs, free coffee. I get it.
Right. Seems pretty straightforward.
But then I hit this part in the essays where Khayyam's talking about how airline loyalty programs are actually worth more than the airlines themselves.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a big one.
Yeah. Talk about a plot twist.
Right. It's almost like the points themselves have become more valuable than the actual product or service they're supposed to be, you know, rewarding you for.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, he calls it the loyalty revolution. And for good reason, the whole game has changed.
Okay, so walk me through this. What's changed? I remember, like, those punch cards, you buy 10 coffees, you get one free.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is it really that different now?
It's night and day. Those old school programs were, like, throwing darts blindfolded, you know? Maybe you hit a customer's preference, maybe not.
Right.
But now it's all about data, hyper-personalized data. They're not just tracking what you buy, but how you buy it, when you buy it, where you buy it, even what you almost bought but didn't.
So basically, they're building like a digital voodoo doll of my shopping habits.
Pretty much.
That's kind of unsettling, but I have to admit, it's also pretty fascinating.
It is. And it's not just about serving you up ads for things you might like. I mean, Khayyam points out that Starbucks, for example, uses their app data to optimize everything from inventory to like store locations.
Wow.
He highlights this one case study where a Starbucks in Seattle shifted their pastry delivery schedule by just like 2 hours based solely on loyalty app data and reduced waste by 15%.
Okay, that's impressive. So, like, my latte addiction is actually helping to save the planet, sort of.
In a roundabout way.
But how is all this data even collected? Are we all just, like, willingly handing it over?
Mostly, yes. I mean, think about it. You sign up for that free app, you link your credit card, you share your location data for those personalized offers, boom, you're in the system.
And I bet most people don't even read the fine print. Myself included.
Right. We click agree and hope for the best. But Khayyam really makes you think about the trade-off we're making, you know, convenience and personalization in exchange for a level of data access that would have been unthinkable just a few years ago.
All right. So we're being tracked. Our data is being used to optimize everything from inventory to marketing campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
And companies are getting really good at predicting what we want before we even know it ourselves. I'm starting to see why Khayyam calls this a revolution. What does it actually mean for us, the everyday consumers? Is this a good thing, a bad thing, or somewhere in between?
I think that's what we need to figure out. Honestly, it's a bit of both. On the one hand, you get, you know, more personalized offers, maybe even discover things you wouldn't have known you wanted.
Yeah, fewer irrelevant ads, more like tailored recommendations.
Exactly. It's like having a personal shopper who actually gets you.
Right. But that personal shopper is also reading your diary, tracking your every move.
Yeah.
And maybe even sharing that information with other companies.
Exactly. And that's where the ethical considerations come in. How much access is too much? You know, where's the line between helpful personalization and creepy intrusion? And Khayyam doesn't shy away from those questions. He even brings up this whole concept of data dignity.
Ooh, data dignity.
Which I found really thought-provoking.
Yeah. Okay, now you have to explain that one.
Yeah.
I'm picturing my data wearing a little graduation cap.
It's not that far off, actually.
Ricky.
The idea is that we as individuals should have more control over our own data. We should be able to decide who has access to it, how it's used, and even potentially profit from it ourselves.
So, like, instead of just blindly handing over my data to Starbucks for a free birthday drink, I could be, like, selling it to the highest bidder.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
It's a radical idea, but it's gaining traction. Mm-hmm. Khayyam even mentions some startups that are already experimenting with like blockchain-based loyalty programs where your points are essentially like cryptocurrency that you can trade or sell.
Hold on. Blockchain, isn't that like Bitcoin and all that? I thought we were talking about like coffee rewards and airline miles.
It's all connected. Think about it. Blockchain is a decentralized, secure way to track and manage digital assets.
No.
So imagine a world where your loyalty points aren't just tied to one company, but exist on a universal blockchain ledger. You could trade airline miles for coffee points, supermarket rewards for hotel stays, anything. It's like turning your loyalty into actual currency.
Oh, that's a game changer.
Yeah.
But even with all this like futuristic tech, Khayyam keeps coming back to this idea of like the psychology of loyalty. And honestly, it's kind of a paradox, isn't it?
Yeah.
We have more choices than ever as consumers, but companies are getting better at predicting what we want.
Mm-hmm.
So where does actual loyalty fit into all of this?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Khayyam argues that in this age of instant gratification and endless options, brands need to do more than just offer discounts and freebies. They need to cultivate a sense of belonging and emotional connection.
So it's less about buy 10, get one free, and more about creating a shared identity or purpose. But how do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Can a grocery store really create the same kind of loyalty as, say, a brand like Patagonia?
It's a different approach for sure for a company like Patagonia. Their values are front and center: environmentalism, sustainability, adventure. Their customers are buying into that ethos as much as they're buying a jacket.
Right. It's like voting with your wallet. But what about the more mundane stuff? How does my local supermarket create that kind of emotional connection?
It's about the little things. Maybe they remember your usual order, offer personalized recommendations based on your past purchases, or support local charities that align with your community's values. It's about going beyond the algorithm and recognizing you as an individual.
So less mass marketing, more targeted flirting. I can get behind that, but let's be real, there's always a flip side. Where's the line between personalization and manipulation?
Yeah, that's where it gets tricky. And this is something Khayyam really digs into. He points out that there's a potential dark side to all this data-driven personalization. If companies aren't careful, it can easily slip into manipulation using our own psychology against us to drive sales and profits.
Okay, now I'm getting flashbacks to that Black Mirror episode where they personalized ads based on your deepest fears.
Yeah, it's a valid concern. Khayyam argues that transparency is key. We need to know how our data is being used, who has access to it, and what the potential downsides are. And we need to be empowered to make informed choices about who we trust with that information.
So it's not just about blindly signing up for every loyalty program that promises free stuff.
Right.
We need to be a little more discerning, a little more savvy about where we're putting our data and our trust.
Exactly. And that brings us to one of the most fascinating parts of Khayyam's series, the role of AI in all of this. We're talking about algorithms that can predict your needs better than your spouse, chatbots that offer personalized recommendations, and even AI-powered loyalty programs that learn and evolve over time.
Okay, now that's both cool and terrifying. It's like having a personal shopper in my pocket, but that personal shopper also knows every single thing about me, from my favorite coffee to my deepest insecurities.
And that's the challenge, isn't it? As AI gets more sophisticated, as it blurs the lines between personalization and manipulation, we need to be having these conversations about ethical boundaries, data privacy, and what it means to be a conscious consumer in a world increasingly shaped by algorithms.
You've definitely given me a lot to think about. I'm looking at my coffee rewards app in a whole new light now.
That's the point of a deep dive, right? To uncover those hidden layers, to challenge our assumptions, and to help us navigate this complex world with a little more awareness and intention.
I'm ready for more.
Yeah.
Let's keep diving. Okay, so we've explored like the evolution of loyalty, the whole data dilemma, and even the potential for AI to become like our personal shopping psychic.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride.
Where does all of this lead us? Like, what's the future of loyalty in a world where everybody wants our attention and our data?
Yeah, that's the question Khayyam really leaves us grappling with. You know, he paints this picture of a world where loyalty programs are so sophisticated, so personalized, that it's hard to resist their allure. Imagine getting offers that are perfectly tailored to, like, your mood, your needs, your desires, almost before you even realize you have them.
It's like they're reading our minds, but like in a good way.
Right.
Like no more spammy emails for lawnmowers when you live in a tiny apartment.
Exactly. But here's where it gets really interesting. Khayyam argues that as these programs become more sophisticated, the real winners might not actually be the consumers, but the companies themselves.
Oh.
Because they're the ones gathering the data, refining the algorithms, and ultimately controlling the playing field.
So while we're happily racking up points and enjoying those personalized perks, the companies are amassing these massive data sets that give them even more power and influence.
Mm.
It's starting to feel like a bit of a Faustian bargain.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And it raises a whole host of ethical questions, like if companies are using our data to predict our behavior, to nudge us towards certain choices, where does free will come into play?
It's almost like we're being programmed, you know, subtly influenced by algorithms we don't fully understand.
Yeah.
It's a little unnerving, to be honest.
It is, and Khayyam doesn't offer easy answers, but he does challenge us to think critically about our relationship with these programs, to be aware of the potential downsides, and to demand more transparency from the companies we're entrusting with our data.
So what's the takeaway here? Should we all just ditch our loyalty cards and live off the grid?
Not necessarily. I mean, there are benefits to these programs, as we've discussed, but I think the key is to be more conscious, more intentional about how we engage with them.
Okay, so what does that look like in practice?
It starts with awareness. Yeah. You know, read the fine print, understand what data you're sharing and how it's being used. Don't just blindly click agree for the sake of convenience.
Okay, so step one, channel our inner lawyer and scrutinize those terms and conditions. What else?
Be selective. You don't need to sign up for every program out there. Choose the ones that offer genuine value and align with your personal values.
So if I'm like passionate about sustainable coffee, I might choose a program that supports fair trade practices and eco-friendly farming, even if it means fewer points or discounts.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to voice your concerns. If you feel like a company is being manipulative or using your data in a way that feels unethical, speak up.
So it's not just about passively accepting whatever offers come our way. It's about being active participants, shaping the loyalty landscape with our choices and our voices.
Precisely. And this brings us to one of Khayyam's most thought-provoking points. He suggests that as loyalty programs become more pervasive, more ingrained in our lives, they have the potential to evolve into something entirely new.
I'm intrigued. What does that look like? Flying cars powered by loyalty points?
Maybe not flying cars, but something equally transformative. Khayyam envisions a future where loyalty isn't just about transactional rewards, but about building genuine connections, fostering communities, and even driving social change.
Yeah, so it's not just about getting a free coffee. It's about using our collective loyalty to support causes we believe in to make a positive impact on the world.
Exactly. Imagine a loyalty program that rewards you for volunteering your time donating to charity or reducing your carbon footprint. It's a radical idea, but it's not outside the realm of possibility.
That's a future I can get behind. It's almost like turning loyalty into a force for good, a way to create a better world one point at a time.
And that's ultimately the message Khayyam leaves us with. Loyalty at its core is about connection, about finding alignment between our values and the brands we choose to support. And as technology continues to evolve, we have an opportunity to shape the future of loyalty, to create a system that benefits both consumers and companies while also making a positive impact on society as a whole.
Wow, that's a powerful vision. And it's definitely made me rethink my whole relationship with loyalty programs. I'm not just a passive consumer anymore. I'm like a co-creator, an agent of change. It's a lot of responsibility, but it's also pretty exciting.
It is. And if you want to explore these ideas further, I highly recommend checking out Khayyam's A Closer Look series on token wisdom. It's a deep dive worth taking.
Absolutely. We'll include a link in the show notes. And to our listeners out there, thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of loyalty. It's a complex landscape, but hopefully we've given you some food for thought, some tools to navigate it with a little more awareness and intention. Until next time, keep those loyalty cards close, but keep your critical thinking even closer.